Stephanie, Stephanie Jackson, Jackson, 11-24-88. Miss Jackson is a 39-year-old woman, works for Texas Department of Correction, comes in today, comes in with low back pain. She's had a history of back pain for some time. With the change of weather, she's having more issues with her low back. She's not having any radiation, no urinary incontinence, no bowel or bladder issues, period. Any paragraph? She has had an MRI of her back and has was in scheduled for an injection, but it was too far to drive, so she never had it done. Currently, medication is taking ibuprofen 800, allergy none, COVID immunization up to date, surgery C-section, medical problems, no diabetes, no high blood pressure. Last period, she's currently on her period now. No drug use, no smoking, no drinking, she states. Urine analysis was not done because patient refused to have a urinalysis. We looked at her kidneys to make sure there's no evidence of stone or obstruction. On the ultrasound, none was found. Number one, low back pain. Number two, I talked to her about tachycardia. She's at 118 with increased blood pressure. She says that's because of her job. Also, I'm concerned that she doesn't want to give a urinalysis regarding whether or not she wants us. She believes that we may do a tox screen. Nevertheless, she's never had diabetes, never had any medical issues. I'm going to treat her with Flexeril, 10 milligram, half a tablet, one tablet every 8 hours for spasm, and the Midrol dose pack. Lots of rest and off work times. 2 days? Is she off work times 2 days? She's just today. She can return tomorrow. And I encouraged her to proceed with the injection. Also told her if she doesn't, she needs to check her heart rate and make sure her tachycardia subsides. Thank you.